Email latedebate@rte.ie.
Hello again, still with us here in studio, Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest, Conor McGuinness, Sinn Féin TD for Waterford, Ciarán O'Hearn, Labour TD for Dublin South West, and Gabby Gadafitzkaita, political correspondent with the Irish Independent. It's like CAO Day, isn't it, Gabby?
Leaving Cert Results Day, maybe.
I don't know whether you want to add up the points.
War flashbacks.
The overall, but yeah, mixed results. Children's Rights Alliance issued a scorecard to the government. They did well in some areas, not so well in others.
Yes, so the government received less than favourable results in a number of areas which are central to children's lives, including things such as mental health, ending direct provision and family homelessness. It's the fourth year that the government has received an E grade over the continued admission of children to adult psychiatric units, which is something that is committed to end. The Alliance also said that while the number of children admitted to these adult psychiatric units reduced significantly last year to just 5, it said that the number on waiting lists for CAMHS services since 2020, which is up by over 1,000, is unacceptable. And you very helpfully furnished the grades table here. And I think last year the government had 3 A's. It's fallen in all those categories. It has 1 A+, which is commencing a free school books pilot, of course, much heralded by Norma Foley. Some of the E's include ending the admission of children to psychiatric units, ending direct provision, not doing that well in those categories.
All right. Shane Moynihan, some of the areas the government has done well in are relatively simple nuts to crack in that they involve the spending of money. Some of the more difficult ones, such as ending the admission of children to psychiatric units, which would require an overhaul of the child and adolescent mental health system and adequately resourcing it with psychiatrists and complementary services, not so well.
Yeah, I think to characterise them as simple nuts to crack, Colm, is probably understating the impact that they have in terms of reducing things like food poverty and the investment and the cost of reducing the cost of education that they show. That being said, I mean, report cards like this, which are very useful tools to highlight these challenges, obviously CAMHS is not where it needs to be, despite the fact that since 2020, mental health funding for CAMHS funding for CAMHS mental health services has gone up by 44%. The waiting lists are too high, but there is now actions set out clearly in the programme for government to address that. And Minister Butler has made it clear that's her priority as Minister of State for Mental Health to do just that.
Conor McGuinness, obviously you're not going to pat the government on the back for any of its honours marks. So, you know, the fail mark of ending admission of children to adult psychiatric units, a lot of that seems to be to do with recruitment, and recruitment seems to be largely governed by the price that has to be paid for key staff in the psychiatric services. Could you honestly say that any other parties in government would have done better than that in attracting those staff to help that situation?
Well, I think the first thing to say is we've seen a deterioration in over half of the areas examined in this report, and on everything from education to health, including mental health, which is a particular interest of mine. we need to see significant political intervention here at the highest level in government to address the crisis in child and adolescent mental health services in terms of recruitment into those services, making them available, ending the postcode lottery. That impacts, for example, in my own area in CHO5, which covers much of the southeast, where there are huge waiting lists. There is over 4,000 children across the state waiting just to get into CAMHS to be seen for their initial assessment. I have a number of PQs, and I actually was hoping that I would have the results back before the debate tonight, but unfortunately I don't. But suffice to say that there are many hundreds of children across the health service waiting for that initial assessment for over a year. And it's really, really unacceptable. We also have a situation where the support services that are out there for the less acute need, including Jigsaw Youth Mental Health Services, that there was a commitment made.
Yeah, Jigsaw, for anybody who's not familiar with it, is an organisation that offers counselling, non-acute counselling to people who are referred on to them by medical services, schools and the like, and that's the area they work in. Sorry,
a fantastic service where it operates. Unfortunately, the Southeast again, and the Minister for Mental Health's own constituency of Waterford, my constituency, doesn't have a Jigsaw Youth Mental Health Service. It is the only city in the state that doesn't have one. It is the only region, the Southeast, in the state that isn't served by one. And this is reaching out to children, addressing issues maybe before they reach the acute level. It provides a place for acute services to refer onto and vice versa. Really, really important. And that's something that was promised in the last programme for government. In fact, this programme for government has less detail, has less commitments than the last programme for government, all of which, much of which were under-delivered. And I just want to make one
other
point,
if I might. Very briefly, because I do want to get to Ciarán Hearn.
There's over 4,500 children going to bed tonight in emergency accommodation. That is the tip of the iceberg.
We'll come back to that, because I do want to...
These mental health issues are related to the housing crisis, are related to the lack of school spaces, are related to the long waiting lists for surgery and other medical treatments.
Ciarán Hearn, the... presumably, again, you're not going to give the government too much credit for where they get their honours marks. But just on that question of, you know, child and adolescent mental health services, 3,830 children waiting on a CAMHS appointment as of November last year. The recruitment bit seems to be one of the most difficult things. Child and adolescent psychiatrists in huge demand in the English-speaking world, and Ireland produces them, but apparently for export.
Yeah, I mean, look, Colm, I'm new enough to politics. I could have told you before I started canvassing for the last election that housing was going to be a big issue and the doors. I was absolutely bowled over by just how many families in Dublin Southwest, and I'm sure in everyone else's constituencies, are suffering so much through the lack of disability supports. It's just something that is in some ways a hidden issue, and I'm really delighted that it's been spoken about now, and we're really the government and opposition and cross parties that we are really trying to focus on solving these problems for people. I mean, there is no quick fix, but I mean, from personal experience, I know that, you know, in terms of bringing speech and language therapists into the country from abroad, even, that there can be huge backlogs in getting them processed. We need to work on that. You do need to look at terms and conditions as well. You do need, again, people are leaving the country not necessarily because they don't want to work in these particular jobs here, but because of the greater societal issues that we're facing in housing, in affordability, and quality of life. So there are lots of things there, but I mean, the waiting lists are just astounding for even just the basic accessing assessments of needs. You know, so I mean, what we would try and say is, you know, to the extent that parents are being forced out of the public system into the private system, we would like to see the state reimbursing them when they're having to resort for private therapies.
Bearing in mind there are also waiting lists in the private system as well. Just looking at the grades table, because the Children's Rights Alliance, Shane Moynihan, have been releasing these going back over a good number of years. But in 2021, the government got a C grade, and it's been getting E's ever since. So more money and yet worse marks.
So I think that we also look at the changing societal pressures that are around a lot of these services as well. So it's not necessarily saying that Ireland 2021 is exactly the same as Ireland 2025. Ultimately, this is a scorecard produced by an organisation. It is a useful tool for highlighting what's working, and it's a useful tool for highlighting where we face challenges and how we overcome them. So on things like workforce retention, that's a priority now for the programme for government. A lot of actions have been taken with regard to CAMHS in the lifetime of the last government, the establishment of the National Office for Child and Youth Mental Health, 81 community teams delivering over 233,000 appointments across the country as well. So again, I think it's important you look at these in the round in terms of the individual policy packages that grades were assigned to.
All right. Conor McGuinness, you were saying that decrying the spending of money on phone pouches earlier, but the free books scheme, which the government is rolling out, went from an A- last year to an A+ this year. Credit where credit's due?
Credit where credit is due. And I'll give another piece of credit to the government. The mental health budget has increased, but it has increased in terms of maintaining existing levels. It hasn't increased to the extent that there are any new or targeted measures. And that is the crux of the problem here. The government ran 8 billion of a surplus last year. The idea is, well, you know, we have to put it all away for a rainy day and the rest of it. This is our rainy day. This is our rainy day where we have young people qualified who could work in our health service, work in our education service, work in our private sector, who are leaving the country in droves, not just because they can't find an affordable house on the good incomes that they could earn here, but also because they want to be able to get a GP. They want to be able to send their kids to a school.
Anything you'd welcome, Ciarán Hearn, in the grades from the Children's Rights Alliance today?
Look, I mean,
I hate to do this to opposition TDs.
There's no Fs, in fairness. They're not failing on anything yet.
Right.
Right. No, but look, it's clear that a whole of government approach is needed to this, and we're delighted to see the focus on it now. That is the main thing, and right. Now that the focus is there, let's see the results.
Is an E not a fail anymore? No.
An E is unacceptable in this report. Yeah. Unacceptable right. Is what an E means.
All right, okay. An E was a fail in my day.
F underneath it. Fail at taking steps that undermine children's well-being.
Is there no such thing as a no grade? That used to be for people.
Not applicable.
And there's been
NA.
A doubling. There's been a doubling in this report of the areas that have an E grade.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in a sec.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.